Well, it's wonderful to have the opportunity to share the Word of God with you in your homes. And the title that I have for today's message is The Darkness and the Light. And I'd like to begin just by reading from the book of John. I'm going to read John 1, verses 4 to 10. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Bible paints a very clear distinction in the world. There is the light, and there is the dark. And Jesus is the light who came to shine in a dark world. I don't know if you've noticed this, but the world often seems like an extremely dark place. And it seems increasingly more so at the moment. Even outside of what's going on with the coronavirus, we are in a world increasingly fractured and ever more turning its back on God. Or as John would put it, turning from the light to the dark. In fact, John does put it like that in John 3:19. He says, "The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil." The more that people turn their back on the light, the darker this world gets. I'd like to take a moment just to look at darkness. What is it that darkness actually does? You know, when it's dark, people easily lose their way. It's harder to see what's right in front of you, what's there. When you're in a dark room, not only is it harder to find a way out, but the things that would seem familiar in the light and normal in the light don't. They seem strange and different. Darkness hides things that would otherwise be in the open. There's a reason that dark alleys are places you want to avoid, because the things that take place in dark alleys are the hidden things. Dark alleys quite often mean dark deeds. And darkness brings with it this sense of fear. Because things are hidden, because it's hard to see, then fear begins to creep in. You know, you can walk down one street in the light and walk down that exact same street in the dark, and it's a very different experience. The Bible describes this world as in darkness. In fact, the Bible describes and uses darkness to stand for everything that is opposed to God and opposed to the Christian way of life. The darkness in the Bible stands for the blindness and the ignorance of a life away from Jesus. Because in the dark, you can't see what's right in front of you. And the Bible tells us, all of us, we were once in darkness. All of us, before we came to know Jesus, lived a life in the darkness. We were living in a place we couldn't find a way out of. We lived in a place where we did things that we wanted to be kept hidden. We shied away from the light out of fear it would expose things. We would have things in our life we'd file away. We'd even try and hide those things from ourselves. We lived a life in fear, a life without hope. Now, when you talk about your life before you were a Christian, I don't know about you, it sounds so bleak. It sounds so hard, and you wonder, how did I even put up with it? How can anyone live a life without the hope that we have in Jesus? Well, here's the problem with the darkness. We get used to it. Go into a room, close the blinds, and close the curtains, and turn off the light. Don't do it now. Stay here for now. Do it when it's dark later on. When you turn off the lights, that darkness initially seems like it just covers everything. You can't see. But when you give it a bit of time, your eyes begin to adjust. They get used to it. You see, this is the problem with living in the darkness, is the longer you live in the darkness, the less you notice the darkness. It's still there, but you get used to it. The longer you live in the darkness, the more you forget it's there all around you. And you can't see clearly, but you stop noticing that you can't see clearly. Now, when you go into that room and do that, leave it about 5 minutes. Then turn the light back on. Initially, that light is blinding. It just seems like it burns your eyes when it comes back on. Because of the difference, because you got so used to the darkness, the light seems intimidating. See, many people live their lives just like that. We get so used to the darkness. We get so used to the darkness in ourselves. We become acclimatized to our sin. We become acclimatized to our selfishness. And we actually start to think, I'm not that bad. I'm doing okay. And we blind ourselves to how we really are. You see, when it's dark for so long, we forget what it's like to be in the light. And the light can seem intimidating. But let me tell you today, it is only light that can overcome darkness. The darkness in us, the darkness in the world, needs the light of the world. So let's have a moment where we just look at light. What does light do? The first thing light does is it illuminates the way. John 11, verse 9 and 10, Jesus answered somebody. He said, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks at night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. See, when we walk in the darkness, we stumble. But when we walk in the light, the way is clear. The way is illuminated. That's one of the amazing things that happens when you let Jesus into your life and he lights it up. It's like this veil is lifted from your eyes and suddenly you can see the way in front of you. It becomes so clear. Your direction in life, the way you see yourself, the way you see the world, the way you see God becomes so much more clear once you are in the light. See, when Jesus came into the world 2,000 years ago, he turned on the lights. The world was stumbling along. The world was stumbling with this unclear picture of God. And Jesus came to show us what God is really like. Because Jesus is God in the flesh. That's why Jesus gathered such a following. And it's also why he gathered such opposition. And when you read the Bible, when you get into the Word of God, what it does is illuminates your way. It lights things up. David describes the Word of God in that very way. In Psalm 119, verse 105, he says, your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. See, when we walk in the light, we can finally see where we're going. Jesus said as much himself. John 12, verses 35 to 36. So Jesus said to them, the light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he's going. While you have the light, believe in the light. And get this, because we're going to come back to this, that you might become sons of light. The second thing that light does is light exposes the things that are hidden in the dark. Those things that we're ashamed of, that we like to keep in the dark. We need to remember something. Everything done in the dark, one day, will come out in the light. And, well, people aren't so keen on that idea. Because we're often attached to the thing we've done wrong. Sometimes we don't want to confront those things we've done. And often that results in people turning away from the light and from the light. We read this before, but let me pick up a little more on this. John 3:19, verse 2 to 21, it says, "And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his work should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God." See, as Christians, we who are people who have come out of the darkness and stepped into the light, we need to be very careful with our relationship to the things that are dark. Ephesians 5:11-13, we're told, "Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible." See, dark areas can't hide things when the light shines. Light exposes what is hidden. Light shows the lies of this world as what they really are. And as people of Christ, church, we must expose darkness. We must upend lies. We must stand for the things that are true. We also need to take a responsibility that we don't become carriers of darkness. That we don't become carriers of fake news, but only of the truth. Every time you share something on social media that is dark or untrue, you diminish the trust that people have in the light that you represent. Let me encourage you, before you click share on something you've seen on social media, do something extremely simple. Hop onto a search engine and check it's true. It doesn't take long. In fact, the stuff that's really not true, it's pretty easy to find when it's not. If you're sharing something a Christian is saying, check it matches up with the Bible before you click share. Because clicking share on a lie is spreading a lie. Think before you click. Let's bring to light things rather than contribute to darkness. Especially at times like this, where there's a lot of misinformation and lies being spread around. You know, sometimes the world seems like a very dark place. Turn on the news at the moment, go online, read a newspaper, and you are immediately confronted with darkness. Sometimes it seems hopeless. Certainly at the moment, we're watching the news as little as possible. We're watching enough to stay informed as to what's going on. But sticking with it, I tell you, it brings you down. This dark world doesn't need more darkness. It needs light. It needs Jesus. Because he is the light of the world. John 8:12, Jesus spoke to them saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." But Jesus also said something very interesting. He said we can become part of that light, as we read before. Sons of light. We can have the light in us. He is the light. But you, church, you are a light. And what should a light do? Shine. Matthew 5:14-16. You are the light of the world. Or in some versions, you are a light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. You are a light. So, church, shine. And the light that should be seen. When Jesus says, don't put it under a basket, the word is actually bushel, but because we don't know what a bushel is really in day-to-day speak, a lot of translations say basket. But actually a bushel is a very simple thing. The houses in Israel at the time were very dark, and they'd have usually just one little circular window, maybe 18 inches across. So you'd have a lamp when you were in the house. Now, the lamp was like a sauce boat, you know, like a gravy boat, filled with oil, with the wick floating in the top of it. Now, back then, you didn't have matches. No, not until good old John Walker from Stockton-on-Tees, shout out to a local lad there, we didn't have matches. Not until 1826. So you didn't really want to put your lamp out unless you really had to, because it meant going through the faff of lighting it again. So if you were going out on a night, or you wanted it to be dark because you were going to sleep, you would take your lamp from the lampstand and you'd put it under an earthenware pot that was called a bushel. This bushel would allow the air into the lamp so you'd still burn, but it was contained, safe and darkened. See, a bushel was a handy thing to have, but it goes against the purpose of having the lamp. The purpose of a light, Jesus is saying, is for it to shine. Yet so often we put ourselves and hide the light and hide under the bushel and don't show people the light that's in us. And Jesus is saying, no, live a life that shines so that when people see it, they can glorify God. Our light should shine wherever it is we go. It should be displayed in our manner. When we go into a shop or order food in a restaurant, which we will be able to do soon again, I'm sure. When we're allowed to do these things again and we do these things, we should shine when we do them. We should be just as much a Christian in those places as we are in church. We should be a Christian at work. Listen, Jesus didn't say you are the light of the church. He said you are the light of the world. But always remember what kind of light you are. See, we might be lights, but the only illumination we ever have comes from Jesus. It's a bit like this. If you look up at the sky during the day, especially today, it's lovely, you are illuminated by the sun. Look up, don't look directly at the sun, that's bad for you. But look up and the sun is brighter than anything else in the sky. Now, when you look up on a night, the illumination is different. It's from the moon. It's not as bright as the sun, but it illuminates, and when it's missing, it's certainly noticeable. The moon, bright though it is, and as much as it is a light, it has no real light of its own. All the moon does is reflect the light of the sun. That's what we are like. We are reflectors of the light of the sun. No sun, no light. See, without the light of Jesus shining through us, we are just cold, dark stones like the moon. But with him, we shine and we illuminate the darkness. See, that's the purpose of light. The purpose of light is to shine. Therefore, it is our job as Christians to shine like lights in this world. Philippians 2:15 says, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. See, Jesus brings light. Jesus brings the spiritual illumination to the world. Jesus exposes the things that are hidden. Jesus brings it all to the light. And Jesus is the one who defeats the darkness. And Jesus is asking his people to do the same thing. It is our duty to take a stand and to guide people and show them the way, to illuminate their path. Early Christians were known as followers of the way. And lights can sometimes operate like a warning light. Think of a lighthouse or a traffic light. Sometimes a light is a warning which says, there's danger ahead. Sometimes it's a warning to say there's something wrong with your car. It's the Christian's duty to bring the necessary warning to people. Now, that's often very difficult to do. It's often hard to do in a way that will do more harm than good. But I tell you, one of the most poignant tragedies in life is for someone to come up to you and say, "I would never have been in that situation if only you'd said something in time." Now, I think we can all see these current times are dark. The world is facing a pandemic in the physical world right now. But can I just tell you, it has been suffering a spiritual pandemic for quite some time. Imagine for a moment if we treat sin like we are treating the coronavirus. If we did everything in our power to stop it spreading. But we don't. We tolerate it, and the darkness therefore infects and spreads from person to person to person. It is a dark place that this world is in, and this world needs light. So let me ask you a question, Christian who is listening. Does your life spread darkness, or does it shine light? Because it's dark out there. But it is in the darkest times that the light is most needed. Not only that, it's in the darkest times that the light is most effective. Light works best in the dark. If anyone has ever sat next to someone in the cinema or the theatre, you know, back in the days where we were allowed to go to those places, next to someone who has ignored the rules and checked their phones during a film, knows this to be true. That when it's dark, that light is so much brighter. In the darkness, the light feels so much more intense. If you've ever checked your mobile phone in the middle of the night, first of all, stop it. You'll never get back to sleep that way. But second of all, you know how much brighter that light is in the dark. It burns into your retinas. The light is most effective in the darkness. In fact, dare I say, the darkness is the ideal environment for the light to make the most difference. The darkness around us in the world today gives us more places to shine. When things seem hopeless, hope is most needed. Let me tell you, there has never been a better time in your life to share your testimony with someone. Because people are looking for hope. They're looking for light. They're looking for an answer. And we have the answer. Let your light shine. Let us shine the light of Jesus. Let us light the way to those who are blinders. Let us expose the things that should be exposed. Because the darkness will not overcome the light. It cannot. Darkness has no defense against light. Darkness prevails only when there's an absence of light. Light removes darkness. It is our role to shine and to see the darkness flee as a result. The light of the gospel has shone in this world for 2,000 years, but we need it to shine today, brighter than it ever has before, so people can find a way out. To every heart shrouded in the darkness, to everyone in fear of their lives at the moment, church, let's shine. Let's show Jesus in everything we do. When people look at us, let them show his light to Let us show his light to them. Maybe this morning you're watching and you're actually not a follower of Jesus and you've not become part of what Jesus is talking about here. You've not come to him. You've not had the darkness lifted in your own life. Maybe you actually see your own life as extremely dark. You might think, actually, it's impossible for those dark areas of your life to be changed. But let me tell you, when the light of Jesus is allowed to shine, the darkness is banished. It is never too dark for Jesus to work in your life. He can change every situation. He can change every life. As John said, the true light was in the world, yet the world did not know him. Let me tell you, the true light is still in the world, and you can know him. And he can change your life and your eternity. The light might seem blinding to you right now, but that's only because you're used to the darkness. Walk in the light, and you won't stumble anymore. The light shines in the darkness. You know, it's times like this that sometimes the best can be really brought out in people. Think of that enormous goodwill towards the NHS at the moment. The world coming together, people doing wonderful things to help other people through, people really going out of their way to help their neighbour. There's been some really touching stories. But you know, it can also bring out the worst in people. Panic buying. Toilet paper. Weird theories about 5G. Misinformation everywhere. But when we shine the light, the darkness flees. There is no darkness in God. He is good. He is love. He is justice. He is mercy. He is what this dark world desperately needs. There's two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of the light and the kingdom of darkness. And you can only be a citizen of one of them. Come to Jesus and step into the light. Church, trust in the light, because the darkness cannot overcome it. When the light is in you and living in you, the darkness cannot prevail over you. Now, that doesn't mean you have it easy. Tell me one person in the Bible who had a life that was easy. Hard times are not a sign that God is mad at you, or that God's angry with the church, or that God's wanting you to change something. Hard times are a part of a righteous life. That's not to say there isn't things God wants to change in you, but understand, hard times are part of every righteous life that has ever lived. You will go through darkness. You will be confronted by darkness. But it shall not overcome you. It shall not. Even when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall fear no evil. Because the darkness cannot overcome the light that's in you. The light shines in the darkness. And the darkness has not overcome it. Let's make a choice this week to spread light and to shine wherever we go, so that people might see your good deeds and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Bless you.